Com. One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough tonight, as Stevie B is away on a family issue, family wedding, I think, that's going on in the Syracuse area. Anyway, we're glad you're here. We've got lots to talk about. It's surprisingly a busy news week, even though you may not have heard about some of the stuff that you needed to. And I want to take your calls on it tonight, all night long, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Welcome to Saturday. I don't know what you did today. I had a very, very, very sad start to my Saturday today.
How sad was it?
Thank you, Stephen. It was so sad, and I don't know anything that's more sad than this. Maybe you can tell me if something you've heard of is more sad than what I'm about to tell you, but I think it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen or witnessed, and it made me weep on the inside. I couldn't show it on the outside. You'll understand when I tell you the whole details of all this. But question, what I'm about to tell you, is it the saddest thing you've ever heard? 888-340-3373. I want to know if it's the saddest, most heartbreaking thing you've ever heard. Are you ready? Okay. So for the last, 2.5 weeks, Grandpa has been here. Grandpa came, that's the lovely bride's dad. Grandpa came to be here while little baby Jonathan Stephen was born. And I didn't even tell you guys about this. You know what he did while she was in the hospital? Did I tell you guys? He had our house painted. He paid for it. Like, she came home to, like, a brand new house. It's so cool. Anyway, he did that while she was in the hospital. When she got out of the hospital, he was just taking big boy James, because he can't be baby James anymore. But he was taking big boy James all over. He went out and he bought a bicycle. He got a kid's seat for the back of it. Shows you what kind of a crummy dad I am. I don't have those things already. But the kids, too. I mean, am I supposed to have those by the time he's two? I don't know. But anyway, he goes out and he buys a bicycle, and he puts a kid's seat on it, and he just totes Big Boy James all over the New York area. He's just biking him everywhere, and they're having great fun and adventures every day for 2.5 weeks. And today we had to take Grandpa, as he says, Grandpa, we had to take Grandpa to the airport. And it was just me and Big Boy James and Grandpa going to the airport. We pull up to the curbside. Grandpa likes to get there early. Doesn't want to mess around, running it, cutting it. He's unlike someone associated with this show who has missed more flights than I can even count. No, unlike some people associated with this show, he gets there hours in advance, shows up, checks through security, gets to his gate, buys himself a little lemonade, and he's a very young grandpa. I mean, he's in his early 50s, mid-50s, something like that. So he's a pretty young grandpa. But he gets out of the car. He comes around. We don't get Big Boy James out of the car seat. He just gives him a hug and a kiss. He says, "Now, Grandpa, see you in a little while," because he's going to come back to the New York area for Christmas. And I got his bags out, told him thanks for painting the house, and I mean, he didn't do it himself. He hired some people to do it. Did I say he did it himself? I didn't mean he did. I didn't mean he was out there on the ladder with the spray gun, you know, wiping down, you know, while Big Boy James was holding the bucket underneath. No, that wasn't what was going on. But he did just an amazing thing, gave an amazing gift to his daughter, to our family, spent 2.5 weeks making this little 2-year-old's life a living heaven, biking him all over the place. He'd never ridden a bicycle. Now he can't get him off, and he left the bicycle with the baby seat, so we went and took a ride today. But Grandpa gets out, he says goodbye, takes the bags, goes in the airport. I get back in, I start the car up. We're not 20 seconds away from the curb. Where's Grandpa? 3 minutes later. Where's Grandpa? 5 minutes later. Where's Grandpa? For the next, 30 minutes at least till we got home, every 3 to 6 minutes. Where's Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Now, how sad is that? Is that not the worst? And why are you laughing, Jackie? You heartless phone screener. Why? Seriously, why are you laughing? What about it? What about that story strikes a funny bone with you? It's terrible. And I'm helpless to do anything about it. I'm sitting there going, how can I assuage what he, like, you give him a new Hot Wheels, that isn't gonna, it's only gonna remind him of Grandpa, because every day for the last 2.5 weeks, Grandpa gave him a new Hot Wheels every morning. I don't know, he's found the undiscovered mine of Hot Wheels, and so he just, like, has a flow of them coming from him. I came home one day last week, they have a Hot Wheels carrier that is the size of a big rig truck. And you raise the sides on both sides, and you can store all the cars inside of the big rig, what would be the transport thing in the back. Anyway, where's Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Where's Grandpa? Well, Grandpa, I don't know if you're listening tonight, but if you are, just know that Big Boy James misses you tremendously. What did I tell him when he kept asking that? I would say something like this. I would say, he had to get on the airplane, and he has to go to his house. And he would, there was no other response from him. He would just sit there. And Big Boy James has gone through a change now. He used to have to sit in the middle of the back seat, because that's where the car seat was, because, you know, the lovely bride was paranoid about safety. And, you know, 27% more accidents occur, and if you have the car seat in the middle, then they're less likely to 17% of the time be hit by something that I'm like, let's just drive safe and not get hit in the first place. Maybe, but now we don't have any choice. So baby Jonathan has to have one side. Big Boy James has to have the other. Big Boy James has now the driver's side. And every time he would say, where's Grandpa? He had to get on a plane. He had to go home. Big plane? Yeah, I had to get on the big plane. Because we've been reading Richard Scarry's What Do People Do All Day? And some of them go to the airport. So anyway, I don't know. Is that the saddest thing you've ever heard? 888-340-3373. But how do you even begin? How do you even begin to top that in terms of just absolute dread? I felt so bad for the little guy. I wanted so badly to just cheer him up. I tried to do it, because we got home and I got the bike that Grandpa had bought, and I put him in the seat, and I got his little helmet on, and we went for a ride. The whole time we're riding the bike, Grandpa's bike. Where's Grandpa? This is Grandpa's bike. Where's Grandpa? Grandpa's bike. Where's Grandpa? It's supposed to be Grandpa's bike. Where's Grandpa? And I don't know. I think it was the saddest thing I've ever heard, I've ever seen, ever in my entire life. But we're not going to talk about that tonight. If you do have something that you think is more sad, I'll be glad to share sad stories with you and see who can have the saddest. But that was my day, and it was a dreary day otherwise in New York, too. It clouds today. It was, like, cold. You're like, we're not already in that time of the year yet, are we? And then I realize, yeah, we are. It's that time. By the way, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Speaking of sad, how sad has the reaction from the administration been to nearly everything related to Libya. Now, Congressman King and some others are out there saying, hey, we really do need to get Susan Rice, the UN ambassador who went on all the Sunday shows and lied through her teeth, we need to get her to resign. And everybody's talking about her resignation. And the Obama administration's talking about, well, we're not going to have her resign. You know, she didn't do anything. We were just confused. That's all. We were just confused. Yeah, I know she told bald-faced lies, 5 days after we knew the truth. But she was just confused. We're just totally confused. Well, I have a premise about this, and I would like to test it with you tonight at 888-340-3373. Would the firing of Susan Rice make any difference in settling this situation? We'll take your calls and talk about it. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us here and online at baldwinmccullough.com.
Every single finally on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday nights.
For you, is that how you want to be?
Is that the life that you want?
Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
And we didn't coin that phrase, but it sure works for us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. And joining us from his family event, top secret family event, is Stephen Baldwin, who now joins us on the Baldwin McCullough Hotline. Hello, Stephen.
Mr. McCullough, how are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in at the top of the show, as you promised. See, if you're not going to be late, I can just I can bust your chops for tons of other stuff.
Well, you know, have at it, soldier.
We were just joking here in the break about the difference in Air Force and Navy. So we have military stuff on the mind. Anyway, where are you about?
I'm up here in beautiful Scanning Atlas, New York, where my niece Jean has just tied the knot. She is a happily married woman, and we're blessed with Mom Carol here, and the whole clan is up here celebrating.
That's fun. That's fun. Well, family's important. I don't know if you heard the opening monologue, but had the...
I did, and listen...
Such a sad story.
Far more important than the sadness of the story is the fact that you've kept this new device from me that would allow me to keep my Hot Wheels collection... all contained in a huge briefcase-like device.
Big rig, yeah, in the shape of a semi. Now, I kept coming home every day last week, Stephen, and there was something new. It was like Christmas that kept barfing all over our living room floor. It was really funny.
Well, you got to love Grandpa for that, babe.
Yeah. Well, it saves me from having to buy the stuff, I guess. But, yeah, we went to Target one day, and he's like, you know what Target means? We're walking in, and, you know, James is on my shoulder, and Grandpa's walking. We're going in to get something else completely not related to anything. And, I remember what we were looking for. We were looking for the bike seat that day for the kiddo. And he goes, well, you know what that means. We're going into Target. I said, what? He goes, Hot Wheels. So Grandpa is stuck on the Hot Wheels. But they had a good time.
Well, I think it's safe to say that quite seriously, I am not kidding. I would like the big semi for the Hot Wheels for you to put that on the Christmas list for Stevie B.
Should I just take James's or do I need to go buy you a new one?
I want a new one.
How many Hot Wheels does Stevie B have at 40-something years of age?
I probably have still 15 Hot Wheels.
Really? What kind of condition are they in?
Well, they're not in very good condition.
Did you used to, like, stack them with firecrackers and see if you could get them to explode like a special effects?
Yeah, we would tape a whole bunch of them together and then strap an M80 on there. Remember, M80 is probably, you know, a quarter of a stick of dynamite. Just to see how...
Just to see if you could get them to explode. How well are they made?
Yeah. Exactly.
When I was a kid, I always remembered Matchbox being, it was always Matchbox versus Hot Wheels. Who was better? And Hot Wheels was always the best. You know what they had? They had the smoother roll. There was something about, the way the Matchbox cars rolled, they didn't roll very smooth, they didn't go very far. But the Hot Wheels ones, they just glide. Right across the kitchen linoleum.
Well, Big Brother Daniel would tape a firecracker to a Hot Wheel, light it, and then throw it at you just to see if you try to catch it.
Shrapnel incoming. It was a grenade. Your brother was making grenades.
Yeah, Massapequa grenades.
Yeah. So everything else good?
Everything else is fantastic, brother. I'm excited that you and I are potentially, well, we have several announcements for next week. One of them will be about my new gig that's coming up that we can't talk about yet. That'll be very exciting.
Is that the one on TV?
That's going to be the one on TV. We can't talk about it yet.
Well, God forbid we talk about something being on TV before we're allowed to say that it's going to be on TV.
Yeah, but that's going to be very, very interesting for all of the Baldwin McCullough listeners to have the inside scoop.
Yes.
On a new special opportunity.
Something that we can't talk about, but it's going to be on TV. So.
Well, you know, come on, we gotta build it up, Kevo. We gotta build it up.
I know. I'm just trying to follow the rules and not talk about the thing that's going to be on TV.
Right. Exactly.
Main broadcast network too, by the way. But am I allowed to say that? See, I don't want to not say.
Right there.
I don't want to say that it's going to be on a main broadcast network if I'm not supposed to say that it's on a main broadcast network.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough, Kevo. That's enough.
TV. So you said that's one of the things. What else have we got going on?
Well, you know, we talked this afternoon about that idea, and that's going to be another big announcement.
I haven't heard from the person that we... this is great radio, by the way. What the heck are we talking about? Well, we can't talk about what we're talking about, and that's the beauty of Baldwin McCullough Radio. Often circular and never making sense.
We're top secret about our top secret about stuff we just can't talk about.
Except the stuff on TV.
Well, what are you going to talk about tonight, Kevin?
I think I'm going to talk about why I'm so angry with the administration. I know it's a very novel concept. But with this Libya stuff, here's what I don't understand. You know, Congressman King, out there on Long Island, good old Congressman King, is calling for Dr. Susan Rice to resign. Because she was the one from the administration that went on all the Sunday shows and said, oh, yeah, Benghazi, it was just a spontaneous uprising. She kept saying that over and over again, just flat out lied to the American people. And everybody's saying, oh, she should be forced to resign. She should resign. And I'm saying that won't do any good. Why make her resign? What I really want to see happen is completely other than that. But I'll take people's calls on it and see what they have to say. One major Democratic pundit this week came out and said, if the White House doesn't start dealing more honestly with the American people, more Americans are going to die. And then, like within the same breath of the news, there was this flash that came across the major networks that said the Obama administration is going to give $450 million, about $500 million, to Egypt. So I'm going, wow, $500 million. I wonder if that was like in the form of small business loans, if that would help the American economy at all. You know, help small businesses.
That's going to go straight to the Muslim Brotherhood. Is that correct?
At least the guy that used to be part of it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. That's
interesting.
Interesting. That's what they always say. Especially at Baldwin weddings. Interesting. TV. Can't talk about it. Anyway, okay, Baldwin, I know you're not going to drink because you don't, and it's a wedding, so you're not even going to be tempted to, but go have fun anyway. In fact, go cut a dance or two with the lovely Mrs. Baldwin.
Yeah, I'm on my way, sir.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. Thanks, he goes. Stevie B. He's just partying down with the family tonight. That's why he's not here in studio. But he wanted to say hi. How nice is that? It's Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love Camel Milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, Camel Milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try Camel Milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The Camel Milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Generations.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. A number of news headlines this week that didn't get the attention that I felt like they deserved, and I want to discuss them with you. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough in for Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough tonight. Stephen at a family wedding, and we're glad that he is. It's really quite stunning. When you saw the series of events of what happened here, and when I woke up this morning and I read the top headline, I believe it was on the Drudge Report, it might have been on the FoxNews.com site, that Peter King was calling for, he was yet one more person calling for Susan Rice to resign. He would say, you know, she misled the people, and therefore she should resign. And here's what really irritates me in modern-day politics. When somebody does something bad All they do is resign. When somebody does something that's really reprehensible, people say, well, we should show them, we should make them learn their lesson, they should resign. Now, first of all, they're working a job that we hired them for, and maybe they shouldn't resign. Maybe they should just be fired. Maybe we should just say, pack your bags, you're done, gone, bye. And if the administration doesn't like it, they got to go hire somebody else, so be it. I don't really care. We should have that kind of veto power on it. They work for us. That's the point. They are our employees. But Dr. Susan Rice, and it was uncovered this week, 5 days after the attack on Benghazi on September the 11th. Hello! September the 11th, 5 days after that attack, she goes on all the news shows and says it was a spontaneous demonstration. It was a spontaneous demonstration. It was a spontaneous demonstration, etc., etc., etc. Lie, 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 lie. Kevin, how do you know it was a lie? Because we now know that the administration, all of the administration knew within 24 hours of the actual attack, knew that this was an Al-Qaeda terror action that had been planned and coordinated and prepped for. And what we got from the president by way of his mouthpiece, Dr. Susan Rice, was, no, this wasn't a terror action. This was just spontaneous demonstrations that got out of control. And now we know the truth. And their whole scenario has fallen apart. And so now everybody in, you know, typical Washington speak, well, she should resign. I've got an article coming out. I've got a column coming out tomorrow in syndication. It misses the point. Should she have her post as U.S. U.N. ambassador? No. That should be taken away. Absolutely. She should be out of there. Because she told bald-faced lies again and again and again to the American people through the media. But, friends, I think we got to take another step. When you look at the entire timeline of the warnings that came to the administration prior to the attack, when you look at how they kind of shoulder shrugged, oh, there's a threat on the consulate. Oh, no big deal. Let Stevens go back there. Man, if I was the ambassador's family, I would be so stinking angry. I'd be marching on the White House. One of the SEALs families, by the way, is very dissatisfied with how the investigation is going. Did you know, for example, that they called this, that they still haven't labeled this a terror action internally. They've called it a criminal action. So they sent the FBI over to Libya to investigate what was going on. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, instead of the CIA and the SEALs and the and whatever, whoever else we should be shipping in there to go make some terrorist heads roll. And as of Wednesday or Thursday this week, the FBI had not been able to penetrate the consulate yet because of the heat around the terror actions, because of the danger of what's going on over there. The FBI can't get in. So, you know, CNN found the guy's journal just walking through this place, but so for some reason our FBI people can't get in there yet. Friends, I think this is utter incompetence. And I don't think that Susan Rice resigning is going to accomplish a whole lot to change anything. What do you think? That's what I want to know. I'm also going to ask you about the $450 million, almost $500 million that's being given to Egypt. When we come back from this break, I'm going to talk to Jason and Ralph and you. One phone line open, 888-340-3373. It's Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough tonight. We're glad you're with us. Online, BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's BaldwinMcCullough.com. 888-340-3373 or on Facebook.com/KMC01. Stay with us.
best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now, society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses, and every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
Cleancreditbiz.com.
Extreme Media.
It's Baldwin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking us with you on a Saturday night. We're talking about this very. I don't know. So some people, I find it simplistic response to call and scream for Susan Rice's resignation and to think that that's going to fix anything. She did lie to the public through the Sunday shows 5 days after we now know that the administration knew the truth about Benghazi. But I think we've got to go a lot deeper than that. I think we've got to hold the actual administration responsible. She's not the only one who participated in the falsehoods. You got multiple sources out there. You got Israeli and British journalists. You got Fox News, Catherine Herridge, who, by the way, is one of the best pound-for-pound reporters in this whole region, the national security stuff. And then you've even got NBC and some other traditional American media that kind of litter the trail of dereliction and disaster and dishonesty. I want to unpack that, the connecting of the dots for you in just a second. But I want to take a call. Line one, Jason has been patient in Monterey, California. Hey, Jason, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough in for Stephen and myself tonight. Glad you're here.
Hey, Kevin. I'm calling actually about the subject of the $450 million that our administration wants to give to Egypt.
Yeah. Now, for people that are not up to speed on that, let me just give them the shorthand on this real quick. According to the New York Times, and this was reported yesterday, it was in yesterday evening's website, I think it was in today's edition of the paper, the administration notified Congress on Friday that it was going to make an emergency cash infusion of $450 million to Egypt. An emergency cash infusion of $450 million. So right now, we're not printing money for ourselves. We're printing money to give to the people who hate us. Okay, so that's what I was going to talk about. So what's your reaction to this? Jason, what did you want to say?
Yeah, I'm surprised that there's not more resistance to this call for emergency cash in Egypt in light of a couple of things. One, in the news constantly, the fact that Christians are fleeing Egypt because of death threats.
Mm-hmm.
And there's...
Did we lose Jason?
Yeah,
Jason, we lost you there for a second. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, the two points I wanted to make about that. One is Christians in Egypt are constantly fleeing because of death threats. And also the U.S. Embassy just issued a terror warning for Americans in Egypt, and yet we're going to give them $450 million of our taxpayer money go to Egypt, basically to the Muslim Brotherhood, which I'm not sure what your take on this, Kevin, is, but I think they're basically another terrorist organization.
Well, they are. No, they've tried to reform themselves in the public's eye, but they are certainly still involved in terrorist activities. And here's what's sad. In the New York Times, they report that this aid is actually part of a $1 billion package of assistance that the Obama administration has pledged to Egypt. This is all in support of the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak and the Arab Spring. It's all so that President Obama can say, hey, look at what I did to help the Arab Spring. And given that, you know, they ransacked our embassy and tore our flag down and put up the Islamic flag, I'm a little puzzled at this.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's going to be any blowback from Republicans or Democrats or anybody that's really going to point this out, and especially the point with, you know, Christians. Nobody ever stands up for the Christians being persecuted over there.
No, nobody stands up for them being persecuted here. The guy that made the movie that has become the center point of this whole Obama narrative, he had him arrested, and he didn't do anything this week. You're in Southern California, but that's where this guy lives. And he had him, first of all, he pulled him out in the middle of the night. Feds came and got him. They did the whole perp walk thing in front of the press cameras. And then he ended up having him arrested for violation of his parole or probation or something like that. But there wasn't anything that there was no there. Speaking of Republicans, you just mentioned this. Congresswoman Kay Granger of Texas immediately announced that she's going to use her position as a chairwoman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee overseeing foreign aid to block the distribution of the money. She said the American relationship with Egypt has never been under more scrutiny than it is now, and that she's not convinced of the urgent need for this assistance and cannot support it at this time. Now, whether she's able to stop it or not, we'll have to wait and see. It sounds like a showdown to me. But I'm with you. I wish there was more.
Yeah, that's great to hear. I hope more people go alongside her and align themselves against this, and I hope it ends up being stopped, because it's mind-boggling.
I wish we were sending a lot less money to a lot fewer people. I mean, all around the world, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of loved Rick Perry's idea on day one of a new presidency, you start at zero. Every country in the world starts at zero. And then you prove to us how valuable you are to us. And that's what we base the foreign aid on that we give you.
I agree, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call. Let's go to line two, Ralph, in Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, listening to AM 970, The Answer.
Good evening, Kevin McCullough. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Ralph. Thanks for dialing in.
Okay. Let me say this to you. With regard to Egypt, I could even do better than the caller, Jason from California. Well, didn't Obama say, I'm not quite sure whether they are a friend or an enemy?
Yes.
That is about the same thing as shooting in the dark without aiming. Okay? That being said, we need to, like, seriously reconsider about the millions of dollars that is falling into that country. That's number one. Then moving on to other parts of the quote-unquote Middle East. The Iranian doesn't take us seriously. It has something to do with the fact that Obama is weak. That's number two. And the third thing is Syria. Obama is like a paper tiger. He has this hands-off policy. It's poopy and that is the point, Mike, in dealing with the situation in Syria. Now, you need to explain to the American people why that is the case. I mean, leading from behind or otherwise, Obama is simply taking a hands-off policy with regard to Syria.
Well, Ralph, thanks for the call, by the way. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. He's actually taken his hands off leading the policy almost ever since he's been in office. He didn't lead the policy on health care reform. He didn't lead the policy on stimulus implementation. He didn't lead the policy on anything else. He's seldom led at all. Kevin McCullough, what does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
www.thecleanproject.com.
If it's Saturday night, if it's after 9 o'clock Eastern, you've found Baldwin McCullough, honored this year to be recognized in the Heavy 100 by Talkers Magazine as one of the more influential radio broadcasts in the country. We're grateful that you're here. 888-340-3373. Everyone is pressuring Dr. Susan Rice to resign. Resign. Everybody wants her to resign. Does it really accomplish anything? See, Kirsten Powers, who's a Democrat, on she was on a program called Special Report on Fox News this last week. And she actually implied that if the media doesn't push the White House on Libya, more Americans are going to die. Because she's saying the news is out. Obama's weak on terror. We had warnings 2 days before Benghazi. We had warnings 7 days before Benghazi. I mean, specific warnings like Benghazi American Consulate will be shelled. And we didn't even have our ambassador wasn't even in the country at the time. And we just kind of went, oh, well, let him go back. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. And then we lost him and two magnificent fighting men, Navy SEALs, and there was an Air Force guy there, too. Then we get this word that Obama's given the slip to Congress and going to give them he's going to give Egypt $500 million, basically, in aid. Do you want your tax dollars going to that? See, it seems to me this is the time to say to Egypt and to Libya and to these places, not another dime until you turn over everybody that caused the ruckus and until we've tried these thugs that killed our people, you don't get another dime. Let's go to line three, Houston, Texas. Mr. Thunder has joined us. Hello, Mr. Thunder.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm real glad to hear you bring up the subject about the attack on the, I don't know if it's consulate's office or the actual ambassador embassy there in Benghazi.
No, in Benghazi there were two attacks. One was on the consulate and one was on the CIA safe house, which almost nobody's talked about, but we had several of our key informers that were killed that night, too.
Yeah, I understand. Well, the reason I called basically was to give you an excerpt from an article that shortly after the attack took place and they identified this character who goes under the alias Sam Basile, allegedly the one who published that trailer for that film on, was it Innocent Muslims or something like that. I apologize, first of all. I don't have privileged information off of the media regarding the statements by Dr. Susan Rice or any of those people, Obama or anybody.
Okay, Mr. Thunder, we're short on time. I'm going to have to get you after the top of the hour. Stay with us. This is Baldwin McCullough Live on a Saturday night. Don't go anywhere.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.